my mind.
Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
I was having the music on Blog Talk, so I don't say anything while it does that. That's why I keep my mouth shut. See, you can't hear that on here, but if you listen on live, there's music and all kinds of pre-stuff that happens. That's why I'm quiet. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, wow, what a show tonight. Oh, wow. James Comey and other Obama officials likely committed federal crimes in their use of lawfare against Michael Flynn, and said Flynn's attorney. Sweet. So it's going to be interesting to see what goes on with that. It's going to be interesting to see. Doing some little connection stuff. Hold on, folks. Can you hear me? I will have to work on this because we'll have to see. I'm trying some stuff. We'll have to wait and see. But thank you so much for tuning in. New equipment is much needed. But you know, kind of says a lot when Cher comes out and says, hey, what it is. Well, what it is, Cher. Oh, yeah, that's right. See, Biden did. She basically said Biden did it, but guess what, folks? It's him or Trump, and hey, Biden. Well, 1 in 4 people don't want Biden. Democrats, that is. You know, Democrat operatives are watching a committee to draft Michelle Obama. Yeah, I was on a website and had a post, and it said, like, Michelle Obama's scary without makeup. I'm like, what do you mean without makeup? Pardon me. I don't think she'll do it. I don't know. I think they're going to try to force her into it. Like, hey, we only have about 0.5% chance of winning, and with you, we might be able to get a bunch of black people that will vote for you just because you're Michelle Obama. Committed prosecutional crimes targeting Flynn and Trump. Yeah, they did. Is anything going to happen to him? I know, but hey. You know, I mean, John Ratcliffe earns high praise as Trump's intelligent pick ahead of state Senate confirmation. I want, you know, it's, you got to have, I'm one of these people that you want the best person for the job. I want a Supreme Court justice that's going to be a Supreme Court justice point blank. I don't want one that's like, well, we want him because no matter what the law states, he's going to be American. No. And what I mean by American is I want someone that, what's the law say? Let's go by the books. Not, okay, I want this or I want that because I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican. I'll get into that and much, much more. So, thank you for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. Remember John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten son, that whoever not believe in him will not perish but have eternal life. Think about that. It's going through your day to day, and this candle is lit for all those, because right now it is Trump season. We got to get rid of Trump. And how many people are dying of alcohol-related incidences or suicide? Or no one cares. No one cares. No one cares. So we'll have to wait and see on that one. It's just one of those things that's going on in this world that everyone's dying from COVID-19. Well, people are dying from the seasonal flu and heart attack, everything else, heart attacks, suicide, and that's what that candle is there for. I'm looking at getting some newer equipment, better stuff, so got a PayPal link. You got $1,200. Don't tell me you ain't got, like, you can't tie some of that money. You know, because there's all these, like, dealerships that are under fire because we know you got a $1,200 down payment. Yeah, okay, well then, if I get that car with that down payment, how am I paying for my rent? I forgot, yeah, I had to file unemployment. Never had to do that before. And because it's with COVID, because there's so many non-restrictions, they don't, like, since it's COVID-19 related, you know, and you're not getting the full hours you're supposed to and whatnot, you're sitting there and you're like, are you able, because there's like 10 questions, like, are you able to look for work? Are you going to look for work? And da-da-da-da-da, all this stuff. And you have to answer these questions, but they disregard that, because if you get to this part where it says, did you lose work or like lose hours because of COVID-19? Bam. Then there you go. You know what I'm saying? And at the bottom is like, so you fill out, because I think they don't change it. They just added like the COVID-19 question. That way everything else is null and void because I guess people were asking like, well, do I still have to look for work? Because I don't know. I had the taxes come out of it already ahead of time. Because I don't know how that works or what it does. I don't know. I mean, every 5 minutes you can go to the website and it'll change what they updated or didn't update. Or I don't know. It's just crazy. But, you know, I mean, that's what Democrats want to do. They want to sink this country. Oh, isn't it very interesting? Isn't it very interesting? Not one Democrat said, isn't it interesting that these women came forth against Kavanaugh right when he was trying to become the Supreme Court? Isn't that very interesting? Nah, it's not very interesting, but they're saying that all about Biden. Wasn't it very interesting that this woman chooses now to come out against Biden? Wow. Yeah, and I'm going to get into this, and if the feed gets cut, I don't care. It might. I'm having so many of my posts getting deleted. Well, it's deleted. They're going to try to play that bullcrap. Well, the owner might have changed who can see it or whatever. No. When it's showing Biden trying to play with a young girl's chest and she's like creeping out and getting away from him, pro-America, pro-Trump, it gets deleted no matter what it is. And it's getting pretty damn ridiculous. I don't care if you listen and you're a Democrat, great. You should stand up with me and say, hey, I may not agree with you, but you have the right to post what you want to post. You have the right to say what you want to say. I guess I don't. I guess I don't have the freedoms to post what I want to post that's factual, that's not debatable. But they're deleting them. They have a little thing, but, well, the owner could have restricted who sees it. Like someone's going to want to restrict people being exposed for the pervert they are. Are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? I don't know anyone, you know, but, I mean, I guess molesters and predators, I guess it's okay to be like Bill Clinton and Joe Biden. I guess I can go and do, if I do something inappropriate to a woman and they give me crap, I'll be like, okay, let me see here. Well, I guess it's acceptable for Biden to do it. Where's the Me Too movement? I thought the social norm was over. I'm not that way, but I guess that social norm is over. Now, man, you have the okay from Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. You can do inappropriate stuff to women, and it's okay. They can't say anything to you. Well, they can, but, you know, if it's between standing for Trump or standing for a predator, well, if you're a Democrat, I guess you got to go with the creep. You don't have the balls to stand up and say, hey, yeah, I'm a Democrat, but wrong. I mean, a new poll says 1 in 4 don't want, like, a lot of people don't want Biden. Well, they had 3.5 years to try to find a better candidate. Instead of trying to make America better and say, hey, this is what Trump's doing. We're going to make the unemployment rate of blacks even lower than Trump's. I mean, Democrats will tell you point blank. Listen here. Listen to this. Record this. What did Joy Behar, the Democrats, say? Oh, lie to people. Don't say you're going to take away the gun rights until after you get in. Tell them whatever they want to hear until you get in. Once you get in, then take away the rights. Brag about freedom of speech. But then once you get in, take it away. I mean, the Democrats could at least say, hey, we're going to make the... I mean, if you think this country's so bad under Trump, what are you talking about to make it better? Like, how are you... You know, Trump has the lowest unemployment rate with black people. Before COVID-19, of course. He had the lowest unemployment rate with women, black people, Asians, Mexicans, all that. But now, guess what? Now, they have a trap candidate. Why? Because they spent 3.5 years trying to win the 2016 election and trying to, okay, what can we do? How can we outdo Trump to make America better? They don't want to make it better. Why do you think Democrats flip-flop every time Trump changes sides? Because they can't stand with him. They can't stand with him. Nope. There was a time in this country where you put party politics aside and do what was best for the American people. Not now. The American people are not dependent on us anymore. We got to do something. Hurry up quick. The virus. You heard him. Dr. Fauci said release the virus. Him and Bill Gates. This will slow down the people's not dependence on America and the world. Guess what? And if this works right, we'll be able to keep Britain from Brexiting and leaving the EU, at least for some time, maybe hopefully permanently, but it's going to at least extend the time that they're in the EU. That's what's going on. They spent this whole time trying to win the 2016 election, and now they got a crap candidate who's got, like, so much evidence against her. Yes, I said her. Biden's a little bitch. Because I don't work for you. I don't work for you. But guess what? Now they're like screwed because half the people don't want them. Well, maybe if you spent your time instead of trying to impeach Trump with $100,000 pens, instead of trying to win the 2016 election, why didn't you try to help make America great? What did you try to do to better America? If Trump wasn't doing, if Trump wasn't making America great or wasn't doing what was best for America, what were you doing in your communities? How, Nancy Pelosi, what have you done to make San Francisco better? Now, if Nancy Pelosi was out in the streets cleaning up the needles and the blood and the feces and the urine and feeding the homeless and doing all that stuff, I could at least respect her. I could respect Barack Obama if with a live video feed, he got off his golf cart and said, yeah, I know I'm playing golf, but to save America, you need to stay home in your house and not leave. If Barack Obama got off his golf cart playing golf and came on a live video feed and said that, I know I'm golfing and I'm not social distancing, but you need to, at least I could respect the man for being honest. Instead of, hello, I'm Michelle Obama. Everyone needs to just stay at home and only go out maybe once a year for the bare essential, nothing else. I know my son is out playing golf and I'm on a beach and I'm doing whatever I want to. You should stay home to save America. That's called BS. You know, there's all these people that are like standing up for like, oh, we need to keep the beach closes. We need to keep the beaches closed. It's what we need to do. And they're out on a private beach doing whatever they want to. Hello, I'm Chris Cuomo. I just came out of the basement after a 14-day quarantine. Man, was it rough being down there? Yeah, my kids don't look excited to see me. That's because they've seen me every day because I haven't been down the basement. I've been out arguing with some guy on a new house I'm building. Oh, was the camera on? Oh, beep. Anyways, I'm Chris Cuomo. That's the problem. You can do whatever you want to Trump, but I mean, and it's nuts. They don't care. It's, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You should be outraged that Barack Obama's playing golf when he's telling you to stay at home and sit and do nothing. It's okay for the mayor of New York to do what he wants to. And you kind of feel like you're ordered to do a sit in the house. It's okay for the mayor of Chicago to get a haircut and do it. Oh, but if you break these social distancing, let me tell you something, okay? I want to see someone try me. You try me, okay? You guys will be shocked, okay? You think you're just going to walk out of your house for no reason? You're going down, okay? I'll have a house party. All right, I'll bring kid and play over. I'll do whatever if I want to, but you open up that front door, you're getting shot. I'm going to put a sniper in front of every house, and if that door opens for whatever reason, I don't care if it's to get the mail, you're getting shot because you shouldn't have the right to do anything, but I'm going to do whatever the heck I want to do because I'm the mayor of Chicago. You're lucky I deem food essential. What if I don't? What if I make sure you can't buy food so you starve to death? Oh, yeah. See, I got ginger ale. Yeah, what do you have? Yeah, nothing, because ginger ale is not essential for you, but I can have whatever I want to have. Great drink? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what's wrong in this world. And there's protests in Boston is having a major protest. Gee, Boston. Boston, Boston, Boston. Oh, yeah, that's Massachusetts. That's a very Democratic area. That's not a Republican area. You're like one in a million out there if you are conservative. You are one in a million out there. But guess what? They had a rally today against being locked down. People in America are seeing government overreach. Wait a minute, I had the Bill of Rights. I had the freedom of speech. I had the freedom of religion. I had the Second Amendment. I have all these rights and they're being infringed on. Wait a minute. What these rights that are being infringed upon are unalienable rights. It's not a Democrat issue that I'm bringing up here. It's not a conservative issue. If Barack Obama can go play all the golf he wants to, why can't I play? Well, you can. I mean, our golf courses are loaded. Well, we're going to have to, well, in this next bill, you're going to have to, come November, you're going to have to vote by mail. I mean, we're not going to vote by mail because the chances of our votes being hacked and changed and all this stuff, you know, the House and Senate won't do it long distance from like their house or like a mail or whatever. They won't do it. But you're going to tell me that you want me to vote by mail, but the House and Senate won't do it because, you know, there's too many ways to be hacked or whatever. Wait a minute here. Wait a minute. How does that make sense? You got people not social distancing in a 50-mile line to get into Home Depot. Because they limit the people you can have in the one store, at one time. You're not social distancing while waiting to get into Home Depot, but you want to have people vote by mail only because it's going to be too unsafe to vote any other way. No, it's not. If you can stand in line at Home Depot like it's Black Friday, you can stand in line to vote on November 4th. Maybe if Democrats would have spent more time trying to make America better and maybe work with Trump, guess what? They might have a decent candidate instead of Joe Blow because, see, that's the problem. Trump has been working the whole time for free to make America great again. While the Democrats' presidential candidate bend over, is the crap they have because they spent the whole time trying to win the 2016 election. That can't be. Well, I mean, when you look at it like this, I mean, Florida is a must win for Trump. He's going to have to win Florida to win. CNN just projects Florida goes to Trump. Well, yeah, well, okay, well, he's going to have to win. Pennsylvania is 100% guaranteed. It's over if he doesn't win Pennsylvania or Ohio or Michigan. One of those three. Well, CNN is projecting that Ohio will go to Trump. And every time, you know, this is what Trump has to do to win. And when he did it, well, now it's, this is what he has to do to win. And then when he did it, that's what he had to do. And every 5 minutes, every like hour and a half, it seemed like they changed what Trump, well, he can't win unless this happens. He did that. Well, he got Ohio, got Pennsylvania. It's just like, but Trump is going to win. Well, he won. And all you've been doing is trying to figure out a way to win that election that Trump won instead of worrying about the future. You know, there's an old lyric from Henry Lee Summer. I was out on the road today, I saw a Deadhead sticker on a Cadillac. A little voice inside my head said, don't look back. You can never look back. And when you look at a Buckeye Lake show, or you look at an Alpine Valley show, or you look at Deer Creek show, and you remember the days, and, you know, grab the tank, lose the tank, grab the tank, lose the tank. Gate crashers suck. Well, you can't go back. And you look at the forward. And that's what Democrats haven't done. They haven't moved forward. They're like, well, guess what? You know, I know, what do I do? Because I know maybe if you would have worked a little bit harder, you might have been able to win the 2016 election. No, maybe if you worked a little bit harder on making America great and helping Trump, you might go somewhere if you say, hey, if they would have come out and said, hey, Trump's doing a great thing. Look at the unemployment rate for blacks, and this is how we're going to expand on that to make it even better. You think blacks are doing great now? Just wait till this is what we're going to do. No. All they've done is bash Trump the whole time. What does Biden want to do? What is the Democrat platform? What is their objective? Because obviously Trump doesn't care about American people, doesn't care about the workers, because all they have to do is have one person die and say it's from COVID-19. And see, Trump wants to open up America. He wants to get people back working. How can he? This person died. Right here, his name is Ben Dover. Ben J. Over. From Tupelo, Mississippi. He died. How can you ever think about ever being, we need to be locked down 100% until every death is erased and there is not one more death. Oh, wow. So you're going to try to keep us locked down because one person died of COVID-19 when 10,000 people died from the seasonal flu. How does that make sense? Thousands of people die from suicide, but we need to stay locked down and in solitary confinement because of one COVID-19 death. Because that ignorant SOB in the White House is only thinking about his pocketbooks and not that one death. Well, more people die from the seasonal flu, and you don't care about locking people down from that, so I want to get a photo of Bill Gates and say, you will get the vaccination and the microchip. I mean, if you support Bill Gates, you support getting the vaccination, you support getting the chip. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got about 30 minutes left in the program. And it's crazy because, like, with the Premier League talk, it's hard to because I love the United States and I watch when I can, as much as I can, but it's like hard, for me it's hard to watch. And it's because, okay, I mean, there's people that say, like, there are people that are really like, well, do you think we'll ever get to a time where we have, like, organized sports again, where, like, you have, like, a stadium full of fans to watch a game? Do you think that's ever possible? I mean, there's talk about no college football, no NFL, not like the start of the season, maybe. We're talking like none. Well, they can't really I can understand because they're not able to train and do certain things. So, yeah, that makes sense from a training standpoint. Like, you can't take someone that hasn't trained and kept up and throw them right into you know, these Premier League players have to train and have to get back up to speed. You just can't throw them into the Premier League with no exercise. That's why you warm up. You don't just exercise. You stretch. Me, because of my muscle, it's like, Ow. You know, I can't work out. But I accept that, you know. But, like, that's why they didn't have the Olympics, because they don't have the ability to train. Like, they do 17 hours a day, every day, day in, day out, until right before the Olympics. And then because you slip and fall on ice, bam. You by 50, because the guy had a pimple on his nose, he won the gold medal, you got last place. If I was a swimmer, man, I'd have, like, finger extensions. Yeah, I was naturally born with these things. Yeah, my foot-long fingers. That's not fair. Well, hey. I can be a foot behind, and because of my fingers, I'll win. I'll touch the thing first. I mean, at least Walmart is going to dish out like $180 million in bonuses and promises more to come. And I think someone in Arizona said people she knows there have already gotten like a $320 bonus and they're going to do more. Thank you, Walmart, for stepping up and finally doing something. Now, if you can just go back to selling all made in America and get rid of the liquor and all the alcohol that Sam Walt would never allow sold in his stores ever. I mean, I worked at a video store, and there were things we couldn't do. Why? I'll tell you why we couldn't do them. We couldn't do that. I'll tell you why we couldn't do that. It's quite simple. Because you had a contract, okay? If you were in this business, Sam's Club, there are things you couldn't do because Sam Walt wouldn't allow it. And respected him. He would turn in his grave if he knew they sold liquor at Walmart or anything that's not made in America. I mean, a lot of the stuff you see there is like, I want to get like a window thing, like a window shade. I don't want to spend a lot of money. I don't want to spend like 70, 80 bucks for one, but I don't want to get one made in Fabrica, China. And then ones that I find that are made in America, it's like, I don't really have a choice in any, like, well, I don't really like that one. But then I'm trying to get it to fit, too. So it's the right size. I'm a deadhead, and I found some cool Grateful Dead ones, but then they want, like, but I know they're made in China. I want to see if I can get one made in America and see if I can, I may just have to, and I'm not going to buy one that has an American flag on it. That's made in China. Go to Dollar Tree and they have all this crap, and it's like, I love the USA, made in China. Friends, family in America, made in China. All this, I mean, stuff like this, like made in China. Yeah, today is Cinco de Mayo that falls on Taco Tuesday, taken out because of a virus named after a Mexican beer. See, what's funny is I know so many people that are like, what do I do? Finally, Cinco de Mayo falls on Taco Tuesday, and we can't go to a Mexican restaurant. I don't know. I've never met one Mexican that celebrates Cinco de Mayo. Because it's, if you take the United States with Alaska and Hawaii, Rhode Island would be the only state that celebrates that Cinco de Mayo. It's an independence day for a little tiny section of Mexico. And I've never met anyone that resided from there where they celebrate that independence thing they call Cinco de Mayo. But all these people now, like, my excuse to get effed up on tequila, what do I do now? It's amazing how more people, I mean, and like, I have so many Mexican friends who are like, what are all these Americans like all pissy because they can't celebrate Cinco de Mayo? I'm a Mexican and don't even celebrate it. I'm not from that one little tiny region that has that Independence Day. I just like, speak, go on, this is great. Because all these Americans that aren't even Mexican, that don't come from the little tiny region, have their sand in their, you know what, in their undies. They have sand in their undies. Glad that they can't go out to the Mexican restaurant and celebrate an Independence Day that I've never met a Mexican that celebrates. My cat's in the studio. Yeah. It's just, yeah, when you work in the restaurant business, you get to meet lots of people. Interesting, especially when, like, I met a guy that grew strawberries, that freeze-dried them, that grew them and freeze-dried them for, like the cereals, like when you get, like, the Special K and they have, like, the sliced freeze-dried strawberries and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I always thought, what is it? Like, when I found out that was, like, what the edamame is, I'm like, soybeans? Heck, I could eat them fresh anytime I want to. Just hop off the combine. Yeah, when you use those things back in the day when you helped someone out on a farm or whatever, now they have, like, computer controls. You just type in the coordinates and boom, and you're just there to make sure the computer doesn't malfunction and it goes off kilter. That thing drives itself. He is kind of just make sure that nothing's going wrong, you know. Sort of like the cars that, like, drive themselves. You're just there so that when it screws up, you can take over the wheel. I mean, I would basically be driving the car. I wouldn't trust that drive yourself thing. You know, when you're a kid, you have, like, of course you have to have a parent in the dang thing, because what the heck you doing? You're off by one row, and you just missed four. Because you have to drive the thing, and it's the one thing, you know, if you get over just enough, or you know, there you go. There's 3 ears of corn, 3 stalks of corn you missed or whatever. You know, kids have it too easy this day. See, when I was a kid, oh, don't forget also to like and share. And if you want to say what it is, comment. Let me know you're watching. Whatever. But, like, when I was a kid, you didn't sit there. Sorry, what's an elephant? Or, Sorry, I need info on a zebra. Looking up information on zebras. Zebra is an animal native to Africa that looks sort of like a horse with yellow and white stripes. Thank you. You gave me enough to write a 4-page paper. Now, I had to go to my mom. Mom, can we please go to the library? I need to do homework and study. I promise I'm not just going to slack off. And then when she knew you had to do research for a paper, the only reason she took you, she knew you were going to do about 20 minutes of work when you're there for 5 hours. But she took you anyways. That's what you had to do. You didn't have a phone. And the phone was attached to a wall. You didn't know who was calling. You had to pick it up. Hello? Oh, crap. In your head, you're like, oh, crap, I don't want to talk to this person. And then if you had, like, the technologies and stuff and paid the extra, you could hit buttons and it would tell you, it would give you, like, the number who called you or whatever if it wasn't blocked or... You know, we didn't have this. You know, you have a thing like this. Now you have a thing that's like this that you can listen to almost anything you want to. I want to hear Ariana Grande. Okay, now play. Or whatever the song is. I want to hear Teo Cruz. Okay, this, when I was a kid, had a tape cassette. If you want to hear this band, you put in their tape cassette. If you want to hear a different tape, a song, you had to put in a different tape cassette. And if you really liked this song and it wasn't the first song on the album, to where you just couldn't hit rewind and wait for it to stop and then play it again, you had to kind of, when the song was over, hit rewind and kind of guess when to stop it to try to figure out when the beginning of the song was. We didn't have instant gratification like kids have now, where everything is right at their fingertips. Now you can ask Siri, you can probably ask Siri a math question and probably give you the dang answer. Siri, what is -4 times the cosine 16a plus b x squared minus d? What is c? Siri, and she'll give you the dang answer. That's if you You know, not when I was a kid. You had to try to figure that stuff out with a pen and a paper. Not today. If you wanted a cake, you made the cake. You made the frosting. Now people are so lazy, they got frosting that comes already in a bag. So you just cut open the box and there's the bag with the frosting already in it. And all you do is rip off the tip end and the plastic cover of the tip end and you pipe with it. Now people go out to eat 5, 6, 7 days a week. It was like twice a year we have a local pizza place. Twice a year I gotta go there if I was lucky. Now people so lazy, every day they go out. I worked this morning. I made myself some spinach raviolis gluten-free with tomato and roasted red pepper and spinach. I made dinner before and I'll probably once I'm done here make my wife something because she's worth it. See, I do because I grew up in a different age. Now, see, we used to have to plan. If we're going to have a water fight, we had to plan it as a kid. Because you knew that crap was going to take forever. Because you have a faucet that's this big, and you have a balloon tip that's that big, and you try to stretch that thing over to fill up the water balloon. That took forever. Okay, let's have it about 3 o'clock, because it's going to take us 3 hours to get enough filled to have a fight with them. And then once you got like 20 water balloons filled up, you thought like you were like the world came to an end. Like, yeah, right. You know, like you were celebrating something. Not now. Now they got a thing you attach, and in 30 seconds, you got 100 water balloons. We got to the point you just take, like, hoses and fight, and you just, like, spray each other with the hoses. Because you were too tired of, because it was too arduous of a task. I mean, that's what I think wrong with society. Okay, you want to have a birthday party with 100 balloons blown up? You had to do it yourself. Now they got like a machine you plug it into, and in 40 seconds, wow, 40 balloons. Kids need to learn how to do stuff. Okay, you want something? You write a letter. Now people can instantly write back and forth. You know, we get, you know, that's it. Kids don't know what it's like from my generation. Where it wasn't that everything was instant, okay? You want to learn something, you had to go get an encyclopedia. Okay, you had to go down, they had like a little, like a book thing, and you pulled it out, okay? I'm looking up zebras, so let me see. Z is Z. Okay, let me look under Z for zebra and A for animal. Okay, and then hopefully any books you found on the subject had the same corresponding number, so you know it was the same row area. Then you go there. See, and we didn't have the knowledge to, okay, now I got to go to that aisle and look up and see if the book's even there. Because this just had, like, cards that told you the number of the section, the number of the book, okay, like 100 to 200. And the book is 150. And you go and you look for book number 150. And it may not be there. And if it's not there, then you know, well, this is the section where a lot of the thing, kids have it so easy today. Okay, here you just in 40 seconds, you got 40 water balloons or whatever the case. Like that, snap. Not when I was a kid. You had to earn it. I think that's why kids are so entitled. Because, wow, in 80 seconds, I can have 80 balloons filled up for my party. Like that. Instantaneous, instant gratification. They've never had to earn anything. You know, you don't have to go to church, but you get to go. You don't have to go to college. It's a privilege to go. You have to earn it. No one gives you anything in this world. That's my point of this little rant. Treat every day like it's your last day. I found out a buddy I used to work with and I've known for many, many, many years had liver cancer and died. I can't get into the crap we got in. Oh, wow. Man, the stories I could tell you. Oh, I could be here for like a 24-hour live stream with all the shenanigans we got into. Man, Benny, we're going to miss you. That's why I also did this. That's for him, for Benny, man, because he was a cool cat. He treated Halloween like we do Christmas. I mean, he had his whole house decorated. Orange and black candles. I mean, cobweb, you name it. It was incredible. His house kind of looked like the monster's house, you know, with like, oh. It was incredible. Yeah. Oh. And I go on my friend's post last night, and she's like, yeah, he passed away, I guess, a week ago. And I'm like, oh. But I never know when my last conversation might be. I don't plan on passing away. I don't have dirt on Hillary Clinton. But I don't plan on passing away. I don't plan on nothing. I plan on doing this. I plan on being here. I plan on standing up to Facebook that deletes 90% of my factual posts. Even though, well, the person that, yeah, I don't think many conservatives that are posting photos of Obama and Biden and all these people doing you know, factual stuff, none of that would be taken down if that was Trump. Just saying. But I plan on doing what I do as long as I can. I don't know when, but if tomorrow never comes, I want you to know how much I respect and love everyone out there. I love friends that don't agree with me, that respect me enough to say, hey, yeah, I'm a liberal. You're a conservative. I respect you. I pray to God that you never get your opinion taken away from you. I will fight for that liberal's right to free speech as they would mine. I mean, my wife was listening to this 911 call. Well, I counted, and this neighbor's having a party with 11 people, and you need to send a police officer there right now to arrest those people. They're not social distancing. I can't. That'd be 12. And the 911 operator's like, I can't send an officer there because then we'll have, not only will you be going more than 10 with 11 already there, the cop would make it 12 and can't do that. And that's what I do, what I do. Because there's so much hypocrisy in this world, so much double standard in this world. And normally my wife is usually out here like agreeing with me or disagreeing with me. You know, but it's cool though, you know. We got one of my cousins here kicking it. But it's one of those things that it's like the Premier League is so hard to talk about in a way because, like, well, when we get Jadon Sancho, when we get Bruno Fernandes, when we get Jadon Sancho, Grealish, when we get him, what's the transfer? I mean, until we are guaranteed 100%, this is what's going to happen, okay? Until they come out that June 2nd, we're going to start the Premier League behind closed doors on like neutral grounds, we're done. And once the season ends on June 30th, then we're going to start the transfer window, and it's going to go from here to here. We have no idea. I mean, how can any club demand $120 million for a player, $120 million or $110 million or $80 million when most clubs don't have, I mean, if I hear correctly, you look at Mikel Arteta, he's being told that the Arsenal club does not have any funds because they are so far down the hole that they are losing funds. They're losing funds. And, okay, you're going to have to either trade one player for another, like swap, which swapping has been really bad for United. I'm just saying. I mean, we haven't gotten the better end of the deal with swaps. Like with Mkhitaryan, I thought that was a good swap. But I mean,
did you holler for me to come in or anything? Did you need me?
No, I was just saying, usually you give me crap and we go back and forth, like on the subject. I mean, I've just been talking about the whole kids today, like where everything's instant gratification. Everything's like that. And like they just assume everything should be like handed to them, given to them. I'm like, you had to earn it. If you had to try to get your parents and beg them to take you to the library to do research.
Oh, you had to figure out a way. You had to be sneaky a little bit.
Because my mom knew I would spend 99% of my time there not doing any research. And then I would try to get just enough information at the very end to get by.
My trademark was to write out of the encyclopedias just enough to where they couldn't say I plagiarized it. You just had to learn different synonyms or anonyms or...
Yeah, you know that your grammar's not good. Well, of course it's not, because if I copied it the way I wanted to, I'd have plagiarized.
I'm not Biden. I don't plagiarize.
But that's how it is. I mean, until we know all these factors about the Premier League, of when it's going to start up, are they going to start up? Is this going to happen? When is going to happen? What's the transfer market going to be like? Are they really going to be able to demand Jadon Sancho $100 million?
I think they're going to have to give it another 4 or 5 years for them to build up money, especially with United, because you have owners who didn't want to spend money to begin with and is probably...
I think it's going to be a barter. I think it's going to be a barter and trade year. The transfer window is going to be a lot of, hey, we'll give you Pogba for Sancho. We'll trade swap deals. That's because how can the club say I want like $100,000 for a player when most people in the country can't afford? You know, and it's just one of those things that just makes you wonder, because I don't know what to make of it. I mean, it's like I talk about it, but like, I mean, it's hard when you have no idea what the future is going to hold. And then there are people like, well, you know, I mean, do you really think you're ever going to have live concerts again ever? Do you ever think live sports are, what makes you think they're coming back? I mean, because once they get rid of this, I mean, we got the murder hornet out there that I don't know. I mean, you're going to need, well, how much toilet paper would it take to mummify it? Because those things are deadly. I've seen a video where a guy, and it might have been from the show.
Hornets.
Yeah, and he gets stung by one. He's like, man, I can't move my arm. It's like if you got stung by like two of those, you'd probably be killed. They're deadly. They're not, they've been around. This is nothing new. Coming to America, they've probably been here, but been in such a low, like, okay, yeah, they're finally coming out. Yeah, they have been spotted. You know, I don't know. You know, I mean, it's like, because there are so many people like, well, guess what, folks? Well, do you actually think that you're ever going to have fans in stadiums ever again, ever? I mean, so I don't know. I mean, that's a big... I mean, I think it's going to be a barter and trade system. And to me, it's hard to talk about transfers or anything Premier League related almost until we know more. Like, is the season going to continue? Are they going to void it? Are they not going to void it? When's it going to start? What's going to, you know, is it because I've heard speculation that like the first month or two of next season might be behind closed doors also. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see, you know. I mean, I guess it's kind of cool that you can communicate with people like fans. Because back in the day, it's like you had to do everything to try to figure out what happened and who did what. And now you have that issue going the other direction. Where now it's like, you know, back in the day, you couldn't, imagine if you had ability to connect like the United Stand back when I was a kid. That would have been so amazing. You know, but I grew up in an age where you had to earn it if you wanted it. That's why water fights turn into just fights with hoses. Remind me of Benny. He would have been just like that. And there's my cat. He don't come in here. See, my cat's a Democrat.
Yes.
He doesn't work, doesn't do anything. We feed him, we take care of him, we bathe him, we do everything.
Well, we paid to get him bathed because he tears us up.
Oh, yeah.
But it's raining right now, and guess where he wants to go?
Outside. See, I can't get his butt wet. Dude, if I was to get a splash of water on him, he'd be coming at me like a cat from Stephen King's Pet Sematary. But if he goes out and is down, he'll go into the lake probably and get wet, wouldn't matter. But he did it, not me. If I did it, Lord, I'd be like bleeding to death. We need a little bit of moisture. I don't know how much we're gonna get, but you know, I mean something's gotta give. It's just people are waking up around the world because when you have hugely democratic populaces like Boston, and they are literally taking and they're having protests.
Do you know what Rush was saying? I don't know if you heard this, but Rush was saying you have more chance to live with COVID-19 if you're in a Republican state than in your Democrat state. And he gave the statistics. Because they're all saying everything is COVID. Doesn't matter. New York City or New York is saying all pneumonia deaths are COVID-19.
Yeah, that's the problem. And then how many people, it's like, that's one thing you don't get in these idiot Democrats. They're trying to make every single solitary death, no matter what. See, I can't commit murder because, if I was to take a woman and suffocate her to death, she would die from COVID-19.
Why a woman? Why not a man?
Well, okay, a man. Let's say Barack Obama was fine. I try to suffocate him. He'd die of COVID-19. That's what Democrats want. They want, just jokingly, but every single solitary death, no matter what it is, you could trip and fall and hit your head. Oh, he had COVID-19 and he got dizzy and fell. And it's that caused his death. Not that he tripped on his shoelaces because he was too stupid to tie them. Remember, folks, we got about 30 seconds left in the program. I love everybody no matter what. Remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Thursday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.
This Thursday.
Well, next Thursday is coming up right here.